What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
There have been a lot of women talking lately about these Dove ads. Have you seen them? The Dove bar ads? Now, what the ad shows are six women of a build that is definitely not the skinny model build. These are women who are, in fact, they have a larger body type, I guess. I think, personally, they resemble, I'm not trying to be funny here, but they resemble a lot of the women that I've been out with in my life. I mean, they look like normal women. I don't know. It's called a normal woman, but they look like a woman I guess maybe more of us are familiar with. But in any event, we do have on the line with us Bobby Dooley, who is the hostess and coordinating chairman for the Western States Taculars. And you call them the Taculars, Bobby, because you have four of them every year.
That is right, Phil. We have our fall, our winter, our spring, and our summer Taculars.
All right. And we want to welcome you to our program.
Thank you.
You mentioned that you work out a lot.
So I do. I have a very traditional measurement for a runway model. I'm not a model, but some people think that I could be. I'm a 34, a 22, and a 34. I'm petite. And I'm very traditional. I do a lot of gym work. And my husband's Davis.
Oh, hi, Mr. Dooley. How are you?
Very good.
But we are concerned, Phil, more than anything, with the new ads that have been placed by the Unilever company. Where do you draw the line in reshaping women's view of themselves? I have put a lot of time and money into my look. There are a lot of women who have worked very hard at attaining the kind of results that we've attained. Is it fair to those women to suddenly put up on billboards, on bus boards, on television commercials, just throwing out into the culture all of a sudden this gear stripping 180-degree turn that says, no, working out is not necessarily what you have to do. No, going through some of the cosmetic changes that we go through. No, what we're saying now is you can be 160 pounds. You can be 180 pounds.
Are you really saying 180 pounds? I mean,
I would not have been skinny.
I've seen the Dove ad, and two of those girls look absolutely enormous is the only way I can put it.
I don't think there's a woman there, and forgive me, but you're better qualified. I don't see a woman there looks like she's more than 150. I don't know how tall these women are.
No, I can assure you. You didn't see. If you look at the Dove ad, Phil, the African-American girl has got to be 160. The girl to her right, to our left.
Yeah, okay, she's like a blonde.
She is enormous. The girl at the far right is enormous. And I wonder what message this sends to all of us women who have worked very hard working out, trimming, jogging, the expense in terms of gym memberships, the expense in terms of the cosmetic treatments, to all of a sudden say, it's okay now to become, I don't know, sloppy and almost sloth-like in your personal behavior.
We're talking with Bobby Dooley here of the Western States fashion shows that they have for a year about the Dove ads. This is a Dove is a it's a soap. You mentioned Unilever?
That's the parent company, Phil, the individuals that make.
Okay. And this is a soap ad. And I've seen the billboards and bus boards you're talking about. It's six women who are definitely non-traditional looking women when it comes to models. Traditional models.
Well, I think you're misstating it. You say that they are non-traditional when it comes to billboard models. I am telling you that they are non-traditional. Well, first of all, I don't care whether they're traditional or not. I don't think they're traditional-looking women. I don't think they're the healthiest-looking women. I think the message that's being sent is that there is now, it's okay to return to carbohydrates. It's all right to return to cooking with lard. It's all right to return to indulging in ice cream and peanut butter and these things. And I think that it leaves those of us who care about how we look out in the cold.
You really think that that's it?
Well, Phil, I don't see any effort being made to help those of us who do care about the way we look to feel better about all of this. They're simply just saying, well, guess what? We've changed our mind.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley with me. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The new Dove ad showing the six women. One of them's pretty nice looking. I mean, she's kind of built up top. And
well, you know, Phil, it's...
Look, I don't want to say...
I think what you said it at the beginning of your program, you're more used to a woman like that. Most men, and this is no comment on you, Phil, or what you like in a woman, most men are or have been attracted to women who are built like myself or friends of mine. Now, what has happened is this. These large women have finally gotten their way. And they're going to have their... very massive bodies put up on billboards. And
do you really think these women are massive?
Well, I think, comparatively speaking, you are talking about a real gear strip. You're going from 118, 105 pounds to these massive women that are being put up for girls to emulate. You know, it's...
All right, let me quote something that you said.
Go ahead.
You said you'd rather see girls... I don't think you said anorexic, but you said that the day and age of girls putting on all that weight had finally come to a close, and you intimated that anorexia was not so much a blessing as it was preferable to being overweight?
Well, I think anybody would tell you, Phil, that it's better to engage in a regimen of controlled purging than it is to be some kind of a... an animal. I don't mean an animal, but when you look at these women...
Are you saying that it's preferable for a girl to purge than to look like one of these women in the Dove ad?
I don't think that it's fair to myself and to other women who have taken care of their bodies, put the kind of money that we have into cosmetic surgery. And
no, but that's not answering my question.
Well, I am. I'm attempting to film.
No, but I'm just asking. Do you think it's better that a girl purge than to look like one of these women in the Dove ad?
Let me tell you something. If you want to be a horse, you are welcome to be a horse. And I think that you are asking men to suddenly find horses attractive. I don't think it's fair to those of us who take care of our bodies. But I will tell you, Phil, at the end of the day, when men get tired of dating, you know, women that look like, oh, you know, they ought to be pulling a coach, a stagecoach.
You're kidding, right?
No, I am very serious.
All right, at the end of the day, if men get tired of dating women who look like they should be pulling a stagecoach, you'll still be there.
Yes, women like me who care about their body will still be here, but... I find it very insulting that we're asked to suddenly be pushed to the sidelines so these women who, you know, it used to be at a party, no one would talk to them. And now I find... and
is there something wrong with a woman attracting a man?
No, Phil, there isn't. But I think you should attract a man because you really care about yourself, not because you've thrown away your own personal sense of health to the point where you look like you should be pulling a Wells Fargo stagecoach.
Jesus.
All right. I can tell that there's emotion running high here about these Dove ads. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Six women... of a larger body type, shall we say. They're not obese. They're not what I would call, you know, they're not rubbing their thighs together. They're bigger girls. And they are featured in the new Dove soap ads. Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Fashion Show's Coordinating Committee says that women who've taken care of themselves, who've trimmed down to model size, who've spent money on cosmetic surgery, are suddenly out in the cold culturally as Dove begins to push the new look, which is what Bobby calls the look of a horse pulling a Wells Fargo coach. Now, I find that a little rough, but nonetheless, are we pushing an unhealthy body image on young women? Is it better for them to do a little purging than to look like, quote, livestock? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
out of bounds. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
How am I doing a disservice? I'm back. Hold on for just a minute, Ms. Dooley. I'm back with Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Fashion Shows, the Taculars. There are four a year. The Winter Tacular, the Summer Tacular, Fall Tacular, and so forth, correct?
That is correct, Phil. And we raise a lot of money for charity. And what we're seeing, really, is the traditional look of the model, the runway model, the traditional look of, I think, what is lovely and athletic and beautiful about women is being destroyed by the Dove Lotion commercials. And I think that giving these girls, these women who really, their thighs are, there is one area of a woman's body, Phil, that she is forever stressing about, and that is the thigh, the size of the thigh, the width. A woman who has a large thigh, it can destroy how she looks in a pair of pants. Now, you take a look at this woman here to the far right. Look at the size of those thighs, and she looks proud of the fact that she could probably tear a regular pair of
pants. Oh, come on. I mean, look, I said it before. These women, they all look like...
You know, Phil, there's an old term that girls use, thunder thighs. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I have.
All right. Right there, the girl on the far right. I used to hear a guest on your program where he would play a foghorn every time a big girl walked into his store.
Mr. Canoza.
Right. That's what I would love to do with these girls.
All right, look, I made the comment, you're right, that all of these women look like women I've been out with. I mean, I've never been out with a skinny model. Not necessarily because I don't like skinny models, but frankly, most normal guys like me...
This woman, Phil, has thighs on her like Curtis Martin of the... What's the team?
New York Jets.
Of the New York Jets. She looks...
Curtis Martin of the New York Jets.
That woman has thighs on her bigger than Curtis Martin of the New York Jets, yes. And I think that that is no way to tell a young girl this is what's beautiful. And for you to come on your program and say, these kinds of women are the ones that I've dated, it's fine. But what you do to a fan of yours or a young woman who admires your radio program, who may work very hard on her body and very hard to look slender and athletic, you crush her. You make her feel as if you would not be attracted to her, even though I know you're married.
Look at Ms. Dooley, let's get me out of the equation, okay?
Well, you brought it up.
I know I brought it up. Let's just get me out of the equation. All I'm telling you is there's not a one of these women here that is not attractive, not a one of them that the guys I know and the men that I know and the regular guys that I hang with wouldn't walk up to and buy a drink for or ask for a dance. In other words, these are the women that we know as men.
Well, that's just what I'm saying. I don't know where you've been or what you've been exposed to. But I work hard, and many young women and many women that I know, the ones I go to the gym with, the women that I go and do day spa treatments with, we are the women that work hard on how we look. How dare you?
How dare I what?
Well, you're holding this up as some kind of an ideal.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. I want to get to some phone calls. Emily, go ahead.
Hi, are you flipping nuts, lady? You're the reason why our children... are going crazy at the ages of 12 and 13, saying they need to get liposuction and they need to have nose jobs and boob jobs because of your distorted way of thinking.
Do you read People magazine?
Those women on that billboard look normal. You're the one who looks abnormal because you're flipping skinny,
you know,
and you probably have liposuction and all kinds of plastic surgery to alter your look. If you're really that athletic, then you would have big thighs because when you're a runner or a swimmer or a basketball player or a softball player, you're going to have big thighs. You're going to have big legs. You're going to have big calves.
Could I ask you something, Emily? Could you yell a little louder? Because I really can't hear you.
Oh, yeah, I could yell. I am so flippin' upset at you.
What are you upset at? I am very
Because if my children were listening to you right now,
they would be
going crazy.
Can I ask you,
I should have this done. I should have that done.
I am telling
you. And they're only 12 and 13.
You read People magazine.
You're making my children have a distorted thought.
Oh, I am. Not you.
Yes, you are.
How is it that I have that much influence over them?
So that they could look, you know, make
Emily, let me ask you.
Those ladies on those dirt commercials do not look bad.
All right, hold on.
Emily, how is it that I have more influence over your children than you do? Ooh,
well,
got
one,
you with that one.
You know what?
Got you with that.
If I were on TV, I would change the channel.
Gotcha.
And that's my option.
Gotcha.
So I would make sure that my children do not have to look or listen to you.
How do I have more influence over your kids than you do?
You're trying to tell us that our children should purge to stay skinny?
What's that?
You're trying to say that our children should purge to stay skinny?
I am saying that those women look like animals that should be pulling
they
a cart.
They do not. They look
and,
like normal, everyday women.
Well, why do I have more influence over your daughter than you do?
I'm not
Could
saying
it be
you
that
have
she
more
wants,
influence.
Does
again,
she want to look like me?
I have
me?
The option of turning you off.
All right, now hold on for a minute. Let's just...
No, I want... Her daughter wants to look like me, not like her.
No. I didn't say she wanted to look like you. You're saying that the only women that look right are your models and you.
I'm saying that it's a sad society that turns its back on a tight rear end like mine. Yes. Yes.
Oh, man,
okay.
Are you kidding?
Well,
no, I
and
really
I
think
that's
wrong.
You got a tight rear end from playing softball or basketball or swimming, correct?
Can we ask the real question here that hasn't been asked? Why are you so jealous of me? Do you have the big, thick thighs? Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, do you?
This isn't about me. This is what you're trying to tell us all our children and everybody should look like.
I'm
saying...
You
know, do you remember that Twilight Zone episode where
what
everybody
did you
had
say?
The pig face and the one woman, Donna Dixon, or whoever the blonde was, she was the abnormal one?
Did you
that's the kind of society you want.
Mr. Henry, she just said the twa, and then she used another letter, light zone.
The what?
She used the word twa. I don't want to say the whole word.
Who did?
This lady.
What did I say?
What did you say, Emily? Did you say say Twilight Zone, right?
Yeah, the Twilight Zone episode where all the people
no,
looked like they had the pig faces and the one woman that they wanted to change and this operation couldn't change her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so everybody freaked out because all the pigs were looking like that and she was the, you know, the quote-unquote oddball. That's the kind of society you want where everybody's you know, thin and anorexic looking.
Could you say that again? I don't remember.
It was the Twilight Zone where the woman was supposedly had a mangled up face because she had bandages on. And when you found out what she looked like when they took the bandages off, she looked like a freaking model. And the doctors and the nurses all had pig faces.
That is exactly the society we're headed toward with
no,
these cart with these
you know
hauling Clydesdales.
That's the nice thing about this society because
well, yes.
everybody
all
is
right.
different.
Well, you just got done talking about the pig society, and
I,
you're
I,
holding
I
up the rights
of
these women
you want.
Who've got the haunches on them like a Clydesdale.
Oh, my God. You
All
know
right.
what?
Okay, Emily.
You're just out of it.
I'm out of
Whatever.
It, yeah. Well, your daughter...
I can turn you off, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, you know what? Your daughter wants to be me.
All right. 1-800 for your daughter wants to be me.
That's what she's afraid of, and that's what she's nervous about. There are a lot of women out there whose daughters want to be me, not their mother. And I find that sad, Phil. And that woman, if you're trying to tell me that when she walks wearing a pair of corduroy pants, that if there happened to have been a trail of gasoline leading to a gas station someplace, you wouldn't see four city blocks go up.
Okay.
You don't get it?
Yeah, I get it. 1-800-449-8686. Do we take another call here, or do we... Let's take Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. You're on the Phil Henry... Actually, Elizabeth, will you hold on, please? I'm going to go to Brad. Brad, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Hey, like that lady there, you know, some of us guys out here find women like that extremely sexy. We call it voluptuous. And,
that's very nice.
You know, you might have sour grapes because you worked out and all this, and they're getting
well,
the spotlight.
Well, I'm saying that men who are, I guess men that we want to have attracted to us.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's free country, you know. Do your thing. Leave the girls alone. Let them do their thing.
Well,
but you want to talk about somebody looking like a horse. Hell, now, let's go back to Ricky Lake before she lost weight, Carney Wilson before she lost weight. Now, those girls look like horses.
Well, those women were scary as
they were obese.
As are
Roseanne Arnold.
As
but
are
these ladies
women.
On this poster are very sexy, whether you like it or not, you know.
Well, no, they're not.
Maybe
they
got bigger legs and bigger breasts than you got.
They
but
have,
my queen said, fat bottom girls make this rockin' world go round.
That's
so,
wonderful, isn't it? Listen, are you
great.
In that new Dukes of Hazzard movie? Because I was wondering if...
All right, shut up.
No, I just wanted... Is this Boss Hogg?
Thank you very much, sir, for calling. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, man.
What a hick.
What a hick.
Just don't worry about it. That's the guy... That's Mr. America out there, okay?
Huh? Are you for real?
That's... But I mean, is that's a regular guy. like me. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show. The Dove Lotion ads.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back to our program tonight. We're talking about the Dove Lotion. My wife just called and said it was the Dove Lotion. When I say Dove Bar, isn't there a Dove soap bar, Ms. Dooley?
There is, Phil, but this is primarily the Dove, I'm sorry, the Dove Lotion ad. And this is really about taking the very hard work that women who care about how they look have done over the last 30 or 40 years. You heard me have a little bit of gas. It's because I do an awful lot of cleansing. I eat a high level of fibrous vegetables. I do an awful lot of, we drink an awful lot of water. So, no, I don't have the thunder thighs of a woman who plays basketball or baseball, but I'm athletic from the standpoint of doing yoga, Pilates, spinning, and so forth. And making the women of America who care about their appearance, turning that into a stampede.
I think you've used the word stampede before in some of the things you've written. Are you referring once again to the livestock look of today's woman?
We do believe, Phil, that it is a throwback to farming and to how women resembled at one time the actual animals that they owned on a farm. There was really very little difference between the 19th century farming matron and what she had in the corral, not more than 30 yards from her bedroom window. And that's really what we're up against.
Boy, that is harsh.
No, Phil, I don't think it's harsh. It's just, it is a beauty paradigm.
I think it's harsh. 1-800-449-8686. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I and a lot of other people will really resent the heck out of generalities and blanket statements like you made. I sincerely doubt that so many of those women back in the 19th century, the farming women, were as big as the horses and cattle that they worked with. In fact, those women worked hard enough that they didn't have time to get fat.
Well,
there are women who have body shapes, ma'am. Are you going to shut up and listen, or are you just going to keep bitching?
Did you see The Wizard of Oz?
I don't need to see The Wizard of Oz, honey. I live in the real world.
Well, then you didn't see Auntie M, and she was big.
Are you going
to
listen?
Yeah, go ahead, Elizabeth. I would like you to, Ms. Dooley, listen to the callers. You've made your statement.
Well, do you mind if I make myself some tea?
Go right ahead.
Go ahead, make yourself tea.
Listen while you do it.
Go ahead, I'm listening to you.
All right. Most of the women in the world were given their bodies by God. Most of the women in the world don't have the money to play the games, to go do the Pilates and the spinning and all of that, because that costs money. Most of the women in the world look like they look because they can't afford and don't have the time and don't believe that they're supposed to look like you. And for an ad to finally admit that women don't all look like models is really nice for a heck of a lot of girls, because they're never going to look like models. And to assume that you know what somebody weighs from looking at them in a in an ad with no reference at all is silly. Further, the expenses that you go through, the deprivations that you go through, the excesses that you go through. Are you flushing the toilet,
What is
honey?
That? Excuse me, what is that?
You know something? I'm letting her have her little speech. Do you mind?
She's flushing the toilet.
Do you mind? Do you have to point it out?
You're supposed to listen. I've been listening to you.
I have been listening to you. Do you mind?
Well, if Ms. you Dooley, would turn the water off, it would be nice.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, we can hear it over the phone.
Forgive me, but I'm trying to listen to the lady and take care of what I need to take care of.
In the bathroom?
Oh, my.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
You know, I heard everything she said. Number
for
one,
your, no, your
most young girls want to look like me. Most
your
young
denials,
girls, they want to look
those
like me.
Are your choice.
Okay.
And believe me, sweetheart, I have absolutely no need to want to look like you probably look, because I've never had a problem with men enjoying what I look like.
Well,
and I'm
that
not
means,
boasting this
other
is a total fact of my life that hasn't been much fun.
Right. Well, then that means that you have a really big rear end and big thighs, right?
No, I don't, honey. I have a really nicely proportioned body, 10 inches between waist and bust, and 10 inches between waist and hips, and thighs that just go down really nice.
and I have a lovely
way of walking.
All right,
and so I don't want everybody to look like me.
Good. All right, so you've got a 55-inch waist and 65-inch hips. How is that attractive?
Will you let the woman finish, Ms. Dooley? You keep butting in on everything she's saying.
You said to one lady that you would have no influence, or billboards have no influence on how her daughter wants to be slim and not look like her. And then you turn around and say that billboard is going to tell girls they can look like anything they want.
Close the door, Steve.
You don't make any sense. You don't signify.
No, I am saying that most girls, first of all, they can look any way they want to look. Yeah, you're right. But they used to look up to women like me until along came the Clydesdale look. Thank you, Dove Lotion. Thank
you. Those women don't look like Clydesdales. And if they did, they'd be beautiful, because a Clydesdale is beautiful for what it is.
I am simply saying,
how many people in your house are using that bathroom?
My son, Mr. Henry, if it's all right with you.
Could you ask him to close the door?
Close the door. You know, I have a family. You want to know why? Because my husband found me very attractive. We've
a lot of women have families because their husbands found them very attractive just the way they are.
Wait a minute. You're looking at the woman after she had babies.
No,
yes,
I'm not.
The thighs fatten out after a child. But before the child, she was built. How many children do you have?
I have one son. I would have had five if I could, and I'd still look this good if I had.
Were you big?
I know a lady who had five children, and men still chased her.
Are you big? Let's get down to it.
I am 5'8", and I should weigh 160. Right now, I am overweight, and I still get chased.
Oh, my sweet
Christ.
You are 5'8", at 160, darling. You're a walking...
No,
you are
I'm not.
Walking stroke.
I have big bones. I have big bones. Heavy bones.
Oh, in other words,
you're
like that. Are you
I
like
look
that?
Like I'm supposed to look.
Okay, that Katie Lang
very
song.
Nice.
She was a big bone girl from southern Alberta. You know, that kind of thing?
What are you talking about now? A lesbian? Is that what we're saying?
Well, that's what she's saying.
She isn't saying she's a lesbian.
I never was. I never was. But I get tired of being chased. I get tired of men wanting to touch me because they think I'm sexy.
Oh, honey, every horse says she's big boned.
All right, look it.
Every whore?
No, I said horse.
Oh, well,
that's
horse.
A lot better, yeah.
Same difference.
All right.
I'm not a horse.
Elizabeth, thank you. You sound lovely, and congratulations on your, You know what? That's really...
That was my husband.
I don't want your husband in the room, because the guy's made a couple of cracks this hour that I don't like.
I think both you people are a little sick, really.
I think
you're a little
sick because I care about my health.
And with that, I'll hang up.
Thanks,
Phil.
Thank you very much. How many people are going to the John in your house?
Close the door. You know, I really find it very... how you can attack me for having normal kidneys while you let every farm animal...
All right, 1-800... Just hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about the Dove Lotion ad that shows the six gals. Very beautiful women. Big chicks. I don't know. I don't know what you call big. They look like every chick that, you know, like I said, it looks like every woman I've ever been out with. I think the middle one looks like Maria. 1-800-449-8686. And Maria ain't big anymore, man. She's like real skinny. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But I just wonder how many of these women are, you know, jealous of the fact that I've done a lot of modeling.
What we're talking about, and welcome back to our program, folks, is the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby Dooley with us from the Western States Tacular Fashion Shows, the Summer, Winter, Fall, and Spring Taculars. Now, the Dove ad, the Dove Lotion ad showing, I don't know why this would be so controversial.
Well, Phil, it's controversial because, as I said, it is a 180-degree gear-stripping turn from what had been the ideal in terms of beauty. And now we are led to believe, as women, we're supposed to look like this. Well, I, for one, am not turning my back on being slender, on being petite. I will not turn my back on the values that I learned as a young girl, on the values of having a slender thigh and a much trimmer body. A trimmer rear end, if you will. I'm not turning my back on those values. The values that I learned as a young girl, working on the size of my breasts, but not surrendering to a big, thick rear end or a pair of thick, thunder-like thighs. These are the things that I learned.
What do you mean, values?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean values? I mean, that's the way you want to look.
These are values. They're values every bit as real as whether you're a Catholic or Protestant, whether you believe in the war in Iraq or you don't.
So my belief, okay.
It's the same, Phil, as to whether I want to have a rear end that isn't going to attract attention because it's huge and swings from one side to the next.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to April. April, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, ma'am.
Okay, mm-hmm. I don't know what your problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're the sick one. You need a pork chop sandwich so that you don't fly away with a strong wind.
Here we go. Another.
That's what you need. That's exactly what you need.
Another fat girl weighing in.
I'm sick and I love it. I bet your man would, too. I bet you're like a sucker, huh?
You know why?
A body like a stick in the head the size of a Susan B. Anthony.
You know why my man wouldn't like you? You're black.
No.
Now,
all right, let's cool that.
He wouldn't like me because I'm what? Black?
I don't want to say.
Is that what you said? Not only are you anorexic, but you're ignorant, too.
I don't remember what I said.
You're ignorant, too.
You know full well what you said.
No, I don't.
You said black.
That's why she needs food, because she doesn't have any brain. She needs more carbohydrates for her brain. Because only an ignorant person would say that. Only an ignorant person would say that.
Only an ignorant person would think the way you think. You gave it away with the pork chop comment.
You gave it away with your pork chop. You definitely need a pork chop sandwich.
Well, no, but there you go.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. She keeps talking about pork chops. She's giving away the fact that she's black. Now,
all right, every time I give you a chance to talk, you say something stupid.
Well, she did.
She doesn't have any brain.
What's that cat?
She needs some food for her brain. She doesn't eat anything, so she doesn't know
anything. Are you jealous that I have a camera crew here?
That's why she sounds ignorant, because she doesn't have any brain.
Can I get a grape soda with...
She probably has a body like a balloon or something, and her head is full of hot air, too.
Give me a Kool-Aid with that pork chop sandwich, will you?
I bet your man would love one night with me, so he can grab hold to all of this. You have nothing.
Would he survive?
We have body like Beyonce, and you're a sick little Paris Hilton looking.
Would
he
survive? Would he survive a night with you? That's all I'm trying to say. Would he be able to breathe after all of that falls on him?
Oh, he would never come back to you.
What's with that cat?
I'm doing a photo shoot right now for Kitten.
He would never.
Kitten
Don't
lingerie.
Be mad. I bet you was one of the kids in school that they made fun of because she was so skinny. All they seen was her head coming. Is that why you're so upset?
Well, I might have been that girl.
Is that why you're so upset?
The reason why I'm upset is because you, when you walked in the room, sucked all the oxygen out of it.
All right.
You need some of what I have. You need some of what I have.
Who has more money, Paris Hilton or Beyonce? Ooh, gotcha.
And she has money from her parents, not from her own.
Gotcha.
Not from her own. Something that she had on her own.
No, really, how do you like me
now?
How do you like me now?
Something that she inherited.
How do you like me now? She earned it.
I never liked
her. She earned every nickel of it with the TV show.
She earned it.
Every
nickel. With a flop. You're talking about black people. She's a country hit.
That's some kind of a flop, three seasons.
She's a country hit, but I would expect you to say that. I would expect you to say that.
Oh, my God.
Because, once again, you're ignorant.
Her family is made of a country hit.
You need some brain food.
Brain food?
You need brain food. You need some bread or something.
Rebecca, I can guarantee. Well, what's your brain food?
That's what you need, so you can think.
Look, if I eat brain food, all right, it's going to be protein, not carbohydrates like what you're shoving in there.
That's what you need.
Well,
I don't want you to fly away.
Will you get that cat out of here?
You know what
I would hate for you to fly away with a strong wind.
Rebecca, every time you get into a hot tub, people drown. And I think that one of the reasons...
All right, look it. I'm trying to find out what...
You better hurry up. I think the food bank's closing in 10 minutes.
How about I pick you up something while I'm there?
You want to pick
how
me up something
that?
At the food bank?
How about I pick you up something while you're there? Because you sound like you're going to pass out any minute.
Well, no thanks. I don't eat things from cans.
You sound like you're going to pass out at any minute.
Fresh produce.
All right, look.
I'm going to pass. Yeah, I'll pass out the minute you... If you'd leave
I'm
the
sure
room and quit taking
out.
Up all the air, maybe
I'm
I wouldn't.
I'm sure you would pass out. You need brain. You have no brain, and it's because you're hungry.
Well, you know what? If I need brain, my husband's got a little bit.
Yeah.
You need to eat.
You got
then you wouldn't be talking as silly as you are talking.
You got something you can eat?
All right. Thank you very much, Rebecca. Will you shut that cat off? Thank you very much, Rebecca. I appreciate your call. I certainly recognize that in this day and age, there are all kinds of,
Hey, Rebecca, do you hear that? You hungry?
Is that April? April? I don't know if April is there. Is she gone? Okay.
Well, April, wherever you are, honey. Finger licking good.
I'm sorry. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Just, I got time for one more call with Bobby Dooley. Allison, go ahead, please.
I've just been listening to, I don't even know what her name is. I haven't taken the time to hear it because my name's Bobby. I'm so baffled by her comments. But you're talking about how important it is to be skinny and how you're calling women horses and cows and herding and all these things. I mean, what kind of image are you setting for your children? You're basing all emphasis on an individual, on the way that they look.
Mm-hmm. Well, why are we returning to this sort of livestock look? That's my question.
Why are we returning to this? Why do you have to refer to people as livestock?
Just because what you look like does not make you the person that you are. All right, but
Allison, what happens if you get completely disfigured in an accident?
Then
your husband's going to leave you, right?
Does this make you hungry?
Your whole relationship is based upon what you look like.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.